I'm Terry Sokka, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, some explosive numbers came out, as we all knew, but jobs matter. And we talk about jobs, not just in the context of people getting jobs, but the job numbers typically run Wall Street. They run decision making. They deal with a lot of factors in the finance, but jobs matter. And just the other day, they came out and reposted, as they said, well, they weren't quite accurate. We figured out, we got it readjusted, and here we go. And yet they did, over these few years, almost a million jobs weren't even real. So they've been lying the whole time. They revised it down 820,000 jobs. Now, that's not everything. That's not all of this information. But jobs matter. Because if they're saying the economy is getting better, we've come out of the pandemic and we're doing a good job. Does jobs matter? Yeah, of course. And we're doing great. Here's what we're doing to make it a better place. But they weren't telling the truth. Now, we get used to the government lying, but this was an extreme lie. They did this on purpose. They even had the Commerce Secretary out there. She didn't even believe the number, said it was just misinformation from President Trump. She didn't even know. These people, it's like everyone is in the back seat of a bus. They don't even know. The question is, who's really driving this nation? No jobs have been created in the last handful of years. Our economy is in complete shambles. The markets are being rigged. We are adding $1 trillion into the system, printed up currency into the system every few months, and it's getting worse. We have to reissue $10 trillion in U.S. treasuries. So jobs do matter. Take a look at this. When they say, oh, well, we had to revise, and now there's almost a million jobs that never existed. But the ones that did come into play were like this. Let me get it bigger than that. Change in employment since the 2018 in the new administration here. Foreign-born workers. All the jobs went to foreign-born workers. 180,000 native-born workers lost their job. That's the real statistic. That's what's going on in the border crisis we have. Not only are we bringing in all sorts of disease by illegal aliens in this open border policy, a lot of these people are taking the jobs from Americans that are involved in paying taxes and trying to make this country great. They have lied. They have rigged the financial system. They've rigged the jobs numbers, and the jobs they still don't talk about, which is incredible. Not only did they revise them down almost a million that didn't even exist, no jobs were created in the handful of years, and the ones that did were being done by foreign-born workers and part-time, which is unacceptable. Take a look at this. Average real weekly earnings. This is a big deal because, as you can see, as President Trump was there, our earnings were rising. And as soon as the new administration took over, look at earnings dropping. Literally like an anchor from a boat. And now it's dropping again on the right side there. This is a big deal because we're in a time of inflation, massive inflation. They tell you it's around 3%. And those that watch this podcast know the real inflation number is around 12% right now. When you go to 1980s measuring of inflation, when we actually were honest, the job numbers not only do not exist, they're going to foreign-born workers, and our earnings are dropping. So at a time when our nation is supposed to be recovering from this pandemic, not only do we have extreme inflation, which when President Biden started his administration, it was as high as 18% because they added trillions in new spending, which I'm still not sure where that money went. But trillions in spending caused this inflation, and wait until you see inflation going forward, because they have to print more than $1 trillion new every few months, and that is going to explode inflation. Why I would be going to Cornerstone Asset Metals, getting the process started. Real money is storage of value over time, and that is gold and silver. Currency is not. The stock market is fake. And when you take the 12% inflation out, have you really been doing well in the stock market? And then when you see what's coming, the pressure is not only on the financial system, but when you see what's coming geopolitically and what's around the corner when all these nations start ditching on the dollar, you're going to understand America needs massive change. And big change now. We better get business people in charge of this country to change the direction. I was absolutely stunned today as I was making this that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has dropped out of the race and is endorsing President Trump. They're going to form a uniparty between his independent candidacy and President Trump. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to come in and try to realign and get and fix the CDC, the FDA, and all this criminal, corrupt corporate world that is destroying our health. I mean, he laid out a phenomenal case of what's going on in the health of Americans and especially children. So here our economy is literally in the toilet. Layoffs happening all around the world. And now the job numbers not only was shown to be fake, but it was shown to go only to foreign workers. And the fact our earnings have been decreasing for the last 3 years at a time when inflation is exploding, what is that doing to the average person, right? Here's another image for that as far as the workers go. This is amazing. Here, if you look, that on the left side there, that was before COVID. And then you see the big drop. That was the pandemic. We were all locked down. Since the lockdown, American workers have barely come up just below before the pandemic. So we're not even employed even at the range of the pandemic. We're below pandemic levels for employment for the American people. All these kids coming out of college, all the people trying to work their latter years towards retirement. The pressure is enormous with the inflation. And then you see the green line there exploding. That's all foreign-born workers. Now, we understand lies. I get it. But enough is enough. We've got to learn to recognize in America, we are at this fourth turning stage. We are going one way or the other. We are going into a Marxist, absolute slave state, total control of our freedoms, extremely high taxes, or we the people have a chance to rebuild our nation. And for those that don't understand the part-time side of it, when they say that any jobs were created at all, take a look at this one. This is job changes just recently, and it shows you they're part-time workers. Full-time is the red on the left. And part-time, unbelievable increase. There's no jobs being created. This has been the worst economic environment in the last 3 years. And if we don't get a business person in there and somebody willing to take on the corrupt corporate system, we're going to be in deep trouble because not many people understand and believe we are at this inflation rate. And with the printing of trillions and trillions of dollars going forward, it's going to get a lot worse. So if we want to really, truly make America viable again, not only are we going to have to get to some semblance of honesty, we've got to put we the people back to work. We have to create opportunity. In doing so, they're going to cut interest rates, which is going to make gold and silver skyrocket. And then they're going to stimulate. They're going to have to print trillions upon trillions of dollars in order to keep it going. This is absolutely unsustainable as a nation. I'm on record saying we will have printing these trillions upon trillions, maybe another year, year and a half of some kind of fake economy. If we don't turn this ship around, we are in a great form of depression, and it's going to last for 2-3 years. We are going into a commodity super cycle. And when you look at the geopolitics and the wars increasing around the world, you can understand the pressures the United States has. They're walking away from the dollar. We have extraordinary inflation. Nobody's going to work. and they're lying about it. This is where the system is rigged against us and why it is so important to know the truth and let the truth set you free. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.